RNZ Pacific, Ata Marie, I'm Moira Tuile Epitela with the news. France's highest court has upheld a corruption conviction of French Polynesia's former president Gaston Foss, effectively ending his political career. It confirmed a 2020 appeal court ruling in Tahiti, which had deprived Foss of his eligibility to hold public office for 5 years after finding him and the current president, Edouard Fritch, guilty of abusing public funds. As former and current mayors of the town of Pire, Floss and Fritch made the town administration pay for the water supply to the upmarket Erima neighbourhood where Floss lived. Floss had set up the scheme and Fritch allowed the abusive billing process to be continued until the practice was discovered in an audit in 2011. In the appeal court in 2020, Floss had been given a 2-year suspended prison sentence. However, Fritch was allowed to stay in office, but both have been fined and have been ordered to jointly settle the water bill of $820,000. Losing the appeal in Paris, Floss, who is 90, won't be able to contest this year's French National Assembly elections, nor next year's territorial election. American Samoa's Deputy Director of Health says 6 people who arrived on a Hawaiian Airlines flight have tested positive for COVID-19. 179 travellers arrived on the January 6 Hawaiian flight. Health officials suspect that some of the travellers may have contracted the Omicron variant. Deputy Director of Health Vesi Fautanu says all were removed from the quarantine sites and taken to the alternate care facility in Tafuna, where they are to be quarantined for an extra 14 days. He says they are all fully vaccinated and doing well. The U.S. Army Commander, Colonel Thomas Pugsley, has apologized to the people of the Marshall Islands for the breakdown of established COVID-19 protocols for Army repatriation groups. The regular weekly flight of Army personnel from Honolulu to Kwajalein Atoll last Tuesday was allowed to depart Hawaii before COVID test results were available. A negative COVID test is required for anyone to fly from Honolulu to the Marshall Islands. 3 of the 37 passengers tested positive for COVID immediately after arrival on Kwajalein Atoll. All 37 are in quarantine and the 3 people tested positive are considered border cases. The commander says since the incident, the Army has, with the Marshall Islands government, revisited the COVID-19 protocols and put in place additional measures to strengthen them. A much-needed cash injection is on the horizons for Cook Islands businesses. Quarantine-free travel between Rarotonga and New Zealand is about to kick off, with the first flight scheduled to leave New Zealand on Saturday. Cook Islands Tourism Council President Liana Scott says many business owners cannot wait for the first tourists to touch down.
For some, it's quite a desperate situation. A lot have had to hibernate quite considerably this time. I think last time because we sort of had the light at the end of the tunnel and weren't sure what to expect.
Liana Scott says the travel bubble has been a long time coming and everyone is a little wiser with a range of new COVID protection measures coming into effect in the Cook Islands. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is refusing to resign after admitting to attending a drinks event at his Downing Street residence during a nationwide COVID lockdown. A visibly uncomfortable Mr. Johnson apologised to Parliament for attending the gathering in May of 2020.
Mr. Speaker, I want to apologise. I know that millions of people across this country have made extraordinary sacrifices over the last 18 months. I know the anguish that they have been through, unable to mourn their relatives, unable to live their lives as they want. And I know the rage they feel with me and with the government I lead.
Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer is calling for the Prime Minister to quit over what he calls ridiculous lies and excuses. An international study, which included New Zealand, has challenged the claim COVID-19 is just a mild infection for tamariki. Researchers followed children from 10 countries and found out of more than 3,000 infected, nearly a quarter needed hospital treatment. Professor Stuart Dalziel from the University of Auckland was one of the authors. He told Morning Report 3% of children reacted severely to the virus and had to be admitted into the ICU with their respiration or blood pressure supported.
That is something which we really need to bear in mind when it comes to immunising children. We are immunising our children to actually protect them from severe outcomes from COVID-19.
The rollout of child vaccinations begins here on Monday. NATO Secretary General says the alliance still has significant differences with Russia following their first face-to-face talks for 2 years. Jens Stoltenberg added the meeting showed the alliance's readiness to discuss outstanding issues with Russia.
Our differences will not be easy to bridge, but it is a positive sign that all NATO allies and Russia sat down around the same table and engaged on substantive topics. After 2 years where such meetings were not possible to convene.
Mr. Stoltenberg says the discussions designed to ease tensions over the presence of tens of thousands of Russian troops on the border with Ukraine are difficult but necessary. At least 15 people have died in southeastern Brazil after landslides and flooding caused by torrential rain. Rivers have overflowed, leaving towns partially submerged in Minas Gerais estate. More than 28,000 people have had to leave their homes. In sport, former England rugby international and number 8 Nathan Hughes has announced his availability to play for his country of birth, Fiji. Under the new World Rugby rules, Hughes can wear the Fijian jersey, but Fiji Rugby Union Chief Executive John O'Connor says the final decision is with Flying Fijians coach Vern Cotter. Following a dismal 2021 international season, Cotter could have an influx of new players heading into the 2023 Rugby World Cup in France. Hughes joins several other players vying for a spot in Cotter's side, including former All Blacks Seta Taminivalu, Waiseke Naholo and Wallaby Tevita Kuindrani. An unnamed England rugby international has been arrested on suspicion of raping a teenager in Manchester. A 41-year-old woman has also been arrested on suspicion of administering a substance with intent to cause a sexual offence. The Black Caps fast bowler Kyle Jamieson has claimed 8 places to a career best 3rd position in the world test bowling rankings. He took 8 wickets in the 1-all series draw with Bangladesh, including 6 in the Black Caps second test win in Christchurch. Jamieson is the highest ranked Black Caps test bowler, with Tim Southey the next best in 7th. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.